Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Wish Now Project as we continue to try and encourage one another in reading God's Word and being ministered to by the Lord through the ministry of His Word. And we are in Exodus, and we are trying to read through Exodus, and we are in chapter 33. We just finished 32. That's where they worship the cow that they made, the calf, and Moses' response to that, and that continues. So he's going to continue to intercede for them to the Lord, and we're going to see that response. So let's look at the first six verses anyways and continue on. So here we go, Exodus chapter 33, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Depart, go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying to your offspring, I will give it. I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up among you, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people." And then should we go up to a land flowing with milk and honey? All right, verse 4. When the people heard this disastrous word, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Say to the people of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. If for a single moment I should go up among you, I would consume you. So now take off your ornaments, that I may know what to do with you." Therefore, the people of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments from Mount Horeb onward. All right, we'll stop there. The rest is all about this, and we'll see that God's going to stick around in the next part there as he meets with Moses in a tent that Moses sets up. It's not the tent of meetings, but it is called tent of meetings because it's where Moses and God will meet. But let's look at this here a little bit. They have done a terrible thing, right? And so we see Moses saying that you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin. That's from verse 30 of chapter 32. But the Lord is saying, look, I'm going to give you the promised land because I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but I'm not going with you because I will probably consume you. God's fire, it says in Hebrews, is a consuming fire. And that's it's the justice of God consuming us because we are sinners. But praise God, that is not what is in store, one, for the people of Israel, and two, for those of us who believe on God's redemptive plan on Jesus, right? And so, even as you move forward today, maybe you've messed up just like these people did, but know that God is forgiving. But there is a great mourning here. We have to mourn our sin. We need to literally be sorry that we sinned, not sorry that we got caught, sorry that we did the wrong. And so it's when the people heard this disastrous word, they mourned, and then no one put on their ornaments. Now, I am assuming the ornaments are any clothing and jewelry that they would put on over the normal garb that they might wear. So, or maybe it was something they would put on to worship, and now they're not going to do it anymore. So they come humbly. There's no showing off of, hey, look at what my family has, or look at what I have to wear. But there's a humility to this, if you will. So we need to mourn our sin and go before the Lord and seek his mercy to be forgiven. So in this case, it is Moses who hopes to atone for their sins or make right, pay the debt, if you will, for their sins. And then we'll see in the next part here, starting in verse 7, when Moses goes out into a tent and meets with God. God does in fact come down, and so there's there's hope, right? The people see that and they worship God because they see, okay, he has not left us. Right? I think they really were worried God was going to go find a new people, but God has kept, God is a faithful God. He keeps his promises. He made a covenant to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so even though these are stiff-necked people, he will keep his promises. He will keep his covenant. And that is what he's about. He's a covenant keeper. But we need to repent and to live a life that does glorify God. And when we are glorifying God, we will enjoy him, and we will enjoy him forever. Hope you have a great day. God bless you. Talk to you soon.